Broadcasting in the evening on WCPT 820 Chicago's Progressive Talk and in the afternoons on the Mothership AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. My absolute privilege and pleasure to welcome to the show John Fugelsang. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour is going to be coming at to the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. That's going to be on April 13th. Then Chicago, look for them at the Vic Theater, the DNC special on August 17th. And John is kind enough to join us from the West Coast today. Hi, John.
Oh, Matt, it's so great to be back on your show. Hello, everybody. I'm really thrilled to be coming back. It's going to be hotter than Tim Scott and Mindy's wedding night. I promise you that.
It's got to be a little bit fun to a point to get back on the road. You were touring on your own. You did Sexy Liberal. Obviously, pandemic smacked that down. You guys have done a few shows. But this is a very ambitious tour that starts not only in Minneapolis, but then you actually are going to be touring all the way until next year in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we're really doing it, Matt. We've teamed up with Live Nation after like a dozen years doing this tour. We finally decided, no, let's do it and let's get in bed with those fine people. Yes. So we're playing it all over. And yeah, you're right. We're going to be playing in Chicago for the Democratic Convention. We'll be starting the whole tour off in Minneapolis on the 13th. And we're going to wrap the whole thing up in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Weekend 2025, regardless of who wins. So it's a fun tour if you've never seen it. It's great to come and be in a room with 2,000 other people who are just as amoral, but moral, as you. And, so many people in this country, like, were terrified to have an Obama sticker on their car when they went to their job or their church. And so this is really a great atmosphere to realize, oh, my God, I'm in a room with a whole bunch of people and no one's wearing a red hat. And no one's going to blame DEI if the power goes out, if you know what I'm saying. You're racist-free, folks. Racist-free.
You, Steph, I should mention Hal Sparks, Frangela, all going to be there as well, and special guests. And once again, that's coming to both Minneapolis, Chicago. Go look at Sexy Liberal on Live Nation. You can find the tickets. Get tickets. You'll want to go see this. It's absolutely, in this insanity of an election season, it is going to be nice to have you here. For God's sakes, and I'm going to bring this up just real quick, one religious thing. Trump is putting out a $60 Bible now. Did you see this?
I saw this, of course. Of course he should. And why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he? I mean, like, there's something he's not supposed to grift off of. Like, if Donald Trump was tasteful about the Bible, I'd be worried, Matt. But this is cool. I thought it was great that he autographed Bibles because both Trump and Jesus used ghostwriters, but this is the Lee Greenwood Donald Trump Bible with his crappy God Bless the USA, which I respect because Lee Greenwood's a lot like the Bible. Trump voters don't know anything about either one of them besides the greatest hits. So in that sense, fantastic. Most Trump supporters only know about Jesus, the manger and the cross. They skip over everything he ever talked about because if you knew Jesus's teachings, you couldn't support Trump. So what a shock that they also are fans of another one-hit wonder. It seems to be how their brains operate.
He needs some help with marketing because, I mean, you got gold sneakers and now a Bible. You're all over the place like an airport store at this point. You need to kind of focus it down a little bit more, I think.
No, I think it's perfect. I mean, look, we'll eventually get to the golden calf, but this is Donald Trump, Matt. You know this. The American Christians have finally replaced everything Jesus ever talked about with criminalizing abortion, which Jesus never talked about. And that's why they've thrown out everything Jesus said to embrace this unholy hybrid of Caligula, Barabbas, Judas, and the golden calf, yes, all in one disgusting package.
And I don't know if you saw the number, but in January, when we were talking about Iowa back then and their primary, they talked to Republicans and, you know, evangelical Trump supporters in Iowa, and they all said the same thing. Oh, I only go to church once a year, if that. And I'm like, okay, how in the world is this even a possibility? In my lifetime, I remember, you know, you were a religious, you know, politician. You were going to church every week. It was kind of one of those things. Now it's like, maybe I'll think about it, but I'm very Christian. There seems to just be this. Yeah, it's this devoid of any kind of rationality to it.
No, but it's not. It's completely rational. I think what's irrational is saying you have to go to church every Sunday or you can't be a real Christian. I mean, let's be honest. Like, you know, showing up in church doesn't make you a good Christian any more than showing up in your garage makes you a good car. It's about what you do. And for me, being Christian, and I was raised abnormally Christian by an ex-nun and an ex-Franciscan. So, you know, my parents were both married to the guy beforehand, and he got heavy visitation rights in our house. To me, Matt, it's about following Jesus's teachings, not about believing in the magic tricks, although nothing against the miracles.
Yeah.
Listen, all the great Jew magicians, started Houdini, David Blaine, David Copperfield, Teller, it all began with Jesus. He was the first great Jew magician. We don't give him credit for this. Likewise, the Jews make all the good Christmas albums. Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand and Bob Dylan. I'm here to be supportive here. But in terms of Jesus as a person, he was a peaceful, radical, nonviolent revolutionary. He never mentioned abortion, never put down gay people. He was against the death penalty. He was anti-public prayer, Matthew 6:5. And he was a long-haired, brown-skinned, homeless, unarmed, community organizing, anti-slut-shaming, Palestinian, brown-skinned, liberal Jew. That's the guy they pretend to follow. And as you well know, Mr. McNeil, the only way you can follow both Jesus and Donald Trump is if you've never read either of their books. That's it. There's no Jesus-based justification for Trump support. I'll say it again. There is no Jesus Christ-based support for supporting Trump. And you can do this with your right-wing loved ones. Even if you're an atheist, or and some of the best Christians I know are atheists, Mr. McNeil, but all you've got to do is just say, tell me one actual teaching of Jesus that Donald Trump or the Republican Party or MAGA fights for. Chapter and verse, just one. And this is how you'll find out how little your right-wing loved ones or coworkers have actually read this book they wave around like a prop.
I always love throwing the Gospel of Matthew at them. I really do.
It's like that's it. Matthew 25, Jesus gives his marching orders.
Exactly.
Said, you're going to, individuals and nations, very important, because you know the right-wing Christian. Oh, I do this in my personal life, but Jesus never said the government should hold a gun to my head and make me favor the Benghazi. You know, they always give the rationale to vote against Jesus on election day. But Jesus gives it all out in Matthew 25, the parable of the goats and the sheep. He says he will command individuals and nations to care for the poor, care for the sick, be kind to those in prison, and welcome the stranger. On immigration policy alone, they're not Christian. The only law in the entire Bible, Old Testament or New, is the commandment to welcome the stranger. I have no problem with a government based on Christian values. I really don't. I've never seen them from our loudest Christians, Matt.
Yeah. I want to talk with you a little bit as well about the election, because when I had Steph on a few days ago.
Are you okay with that? Did you recover from that? Thoughts and prayers.
I love Steph, man. I love Steph. She would join me.
Was she at all abusive to you verbally? Is there anything you want to talk to HR about, Matt?
No, she was in a bed. She did the interview from a bed with her dogs.
Oh, so you really want to talk to HR? Okay.
No. I'm cool with that, man. I'm cool with that. All right. Okay. We look at these numbers that are coming out of these states, specifically like Arizona, Georgia, and Trump is still losing 20-25% of the vote in these states of his own party. I mean, you know, clearly the guy that's going to be the candidate, he still can't seal the deal. The numbers reports in regards to the finances, he is so far behind Biden right now, and a lot of his own money he's diverting to his legal causes. He's creating a real big problem here, and I mean, obviously, we have to do this election. Everyone votes. No one sits this out. But I'm seeing a lot of problems. As much as the media likes to say there's big cracks in the Democratic Party, the reality is where all the cracks are right now, literally, is in the Republican Party at this point.
I agree. Look how much the Democrats have healed from the great Bernie-Hillary Civil War of '16. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, say what you want, she had such discipline in getting that entire caucus on the same page. My whole life has been Democrats at war with each other. This whole, like, screw you for only agreeing with me on 85% of policies. That's been the Democratic Party my whole life. Not anymore. They are so unified. That's continued under this president. And the Republican Party, I mean, they might wind up trying to fire their second speaker inside of a year. And you're right. I mean, right now, the big money donors are hiding from Donald Trump like 14-year-old girls backstage at a beauty pageant hide from Donald Trump. In 2023, he spent $50 million in Republican donor funds on his own legal fees, which I think is brilliant, Matt. I support this. Funnel all the RNC cash to one candidate. No money for down ballot racists. Turn the RNC into his GoFundMe by putting your daughter-in-law, who has no experience, in charge of it. Matt, Lara Trump is going to defile the RNC bank account like it's a Tom Petty song. It's going to be beautiful. And if the RNC is paying his legal bills, how is this not a gift and therefore taxable as income? These are the things I think about when I'm sitting home alone all day, Mr. McNeil. Uh-huh. But he's bleeding them all dry, because when you donate to Trump, you're donating to E. Jean Carroll going shopping. That's what you're doing.
Well, and he can't, you know, financially, and I mean, obviously you get into the realm of the finances he has, trying to get, you know, $464 million for a bond. You don't have the cash around, you have the business. But he clearly has these properties leveraged to the hilt, and no one is, I mean, even the conservative groups are like, okay, no, we're not even touching this. There's no there, and it's clear this guy's just a massive orange leech, is just going to suck every damn dollar out of the Republican Party.
Exactly right. That's why he's bringing Paul Manafort back in.
Yes.
And by the way, anytime anyone says there was no collusion, you just have a two-word response, Paul freaking Manafort, to that. Donald Trump's second campaign manager fired for, let me check, colluding with Russia during the campaign. You know, I feel bad for Trump, because I hate it when I've got to pay $400 million for a bond for a guilty verdict because I lied and inflated my net worth, but now no one's going to lend me the money because they know my net worth is not as much as I lied it was for all those years. And can I say one other thing? If I was Donald Trump and my son-in-law, Jared, had got $2 billion from a Saudi prince because we helped him together cover up a murder, and Jared still wouldn't help me out, I'll be honest, Matt, I would start being attracted to my other daughter. I really would. I really would start lusting after my other daughter. Just because it's just for the morals of it.
By the way, you bring up the Jared Kushner thing. He does have a ton of money from Saudi Arabia, and at no point has he returned, you know, father-in-law's calls. And I mean, and one person said, okay, if he did give him the money, he'd have to tax it. So literally, that's your entire thing. Well, I'm going to get taxed on the money. I'm sorry, Dad, you're on your own. That is such a broken family. It's delicious.
I know. I mean, what could be better than uneducated Republicans donating to a crook, getting no returns on their investments, and losing the election? One of the reasons so many of these congressmen are dropping out, I believe, is because the state RNCs are being bled dry.
Yes.
The money, I mean, when you donate, your money is going to Save America PAC. They're not donating in any way to the RNC. And when they do, they're fleecing it. I mean, right now with this, he's directing 10% of every dollar he gets online to his PAC. Used to be 1%. Now it's 10%. And they're heavily in debt, just like Trump himself. I'm sure if you added up all of his properties, Matt, he'd probably have $1 billion. But if you added up all of his debts and liens, I mean, it's insane. This guy doesn't have the money. And I keep reminding everyone every night on Sirius XM, don't forget to stop and smell the train wreck. Because most likely he's going to lose, and going to lose horribly. And I mean, as we saw this week, he's still helping nominate Senate candidates who are arguably unelectable, but they're loyal to him. Mm-hmm. What we saw in Ohio, Donald Trump insisting that they get this guy Bernie Moreno may have just helped the Democrats keep the Senate, because I think Sherrod Brown's seat looks a lot safer after putting this lunatic in charge. But the media, you know this, the media is still like, oh, for months it was all Biden's old, and then they got over that. And I'm so tired of the ageism, Mr. McNeil, you don't even know. But now the media's whole thing is, oh, Americans don't want this election. They're both so unpopular. You get this, Matt? Americans are mad at this choice. We want better Canada. I mean, you got Donald Trump led a violent terrorist attack against the Capitol and ended 200 years of peaceful transfer of power. And over on this side, you got Joe Biden, who thinks women should have control of their own bodies. I mean, who am I supposed to vote? Both sides have lost their minds, Matt.
John, what time is your show on Sirius XM?
We're on 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, 5 nights a week, whether you like it or not.
All right, I'll make sure I link to that. And then a reminder, you can see John in town in Minneapolis April 13th at the Pantages Theater, and in Chicago, get your tickets to the Vic Theater August 17th. John Fugelsang, sexy liberal. John, as always, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You, Mr. McNeil, you're the best.
Take a break. Come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show.